Welcome back to our Hilchos Shabbos here, and we continue the halachas of Shal Shudas. The Mechaber starts off the siman of Shal Shudas, Reish Tzadikalav. He says, "Hey Zara Ma'oid Lekayim Shudas Tishis." Be very careful to keep Shudas Tishis. Like we spoke about before, a person should even not eat as much by the regular Shabbos Shudah, Day Shudah, in order to leave room for Shal Shudas. Now, when should you start Shal Shudas? When the latest you could start Shal Shudas? So, Chatchila, you should start Shal Shudas before Shkia, because a lot of Paiskim hold that it's usher to start eating before Abdullah once it reaches Ben Hashmashas. But Loch Lamaisa, we hold like the Mishnah Berurah says. Mishnah Berurah says that his lashon is like this: Mekamakim nirali d'le'in achila sudas shlishis and le'ochal mikoidim. If you didn't eat earlier, but vade tzorich lechol afilu achas shkia. Mishnah Berurah says not only you're allowed to eat after shkia, you have to eat. If you didn't eat shal shudas yet, you have to eat after shkia. Afilu l'shar achilu umtoyev lechol lishlis. Even other achila, if you're hungry, you can eat at that time. You could eat until a half hour before Tzei Sakechavim. So let's say we hold 50 minutes after Shkia is Tzei Sakechavim. So you could eat until 20 minutes after Shkia. You could start Shal Shudas until 20 minutes after Shkia. Or eat anything else. And once you washed and started your Suda, you can keep on eating, even though it's past that. But you could start and you should start Shal Shudas. If you didn't start before Shkia, you should eat until 20 minutes after Shkia. That's how the Mishmaru Paskins, that's what you should do, and avada you should eat, even though it's after Shkia, but until 20 minutes after Shkia, still you're allowed to wash and start eating Shal Shudas. In Sefer Tshuvas Farhagas, the Tshuvas of Rav Moshe Steinbach, he brings down like this. He says, a few that I remember, the Brisker Rav said over that his father of Chaim was not machmir to eat Shal Shudas before Shkia. It means his father of Chaim was not machmir before Shkia. And what was Pshat? He said, what does he think Pshat is? He thinks Pshat is like this. First of all, it's Sarah's Shita Serena Tam that holds that Shkia is not until later. And the other Shitas that hold that until it's Laila, there's no Isser to eat. And if it's Sarah of those two Shitas, therefore, Rav Chaim held that you're allowed to eat even after Shkia. But he brings down, Masha'enkeim Ilch Gisa, he heard from the Chazanish that he's very machmir not to eat after Shkia, even by the Yavet. And he was not matter to eat, and not like the Mishnah Berurah. Argued the Mishnah Berurah held he not eat after Shkia. So like a point of Halacha L'maisa, I think Minig Roi Va'Ilam is that you hold like the Mishnah Berurah, and until 20 minutes after Shkia, there's not a problem to wash. And if I care, the Mishnah Berurah, you should wash. If you didn't eat before, you should wash. Even though you missed Shkia, you should wash for Shal Shudas and be Mekayim's Gevaldig Mitzvah of the third Suda on Shabbos of Shal Shudas. Everyone have a gewaltige day.